Hey, let's visit with somebody who is good at experiencing and working with the cold. He's been around a lot of cold things and cold iron. From Resource Auction, Dennis Belisky, how you doing?
Hey, Mick, I'm not doing too bad. You know, as long as you stay in your house or your office or your barn or your shop or your vehicle, this weather is not that hard to deal with.
And wear your Carhartts and your long johns and two pair of socks and all.
For those short journeys and for anyone that has to work out in this, my hat's off to you because, you know what, it is most assuredly cold. But, you know, we think about all those winters we had when we were growing up as youngsters and didn't have the Carhartts and didn't have, you know, what they used to call snowmobile boots and coveralls and stuff like that. You know, it was cold and it was miserable, but we were always building a snow fort or doing something, so we always stayed busy or we're helping with chores or whatever. So a person was always busy and you never had time to think about how brutal it was. But those were winters. You know, we'd get 12 feet of snow and then have days on end that were 30 or 40 below. And you know, when a person mentions things like tank heaters and stuff like that that people don't even hardly talk about anymore or remember, those are the kind of things where you sit back and say, yeah, you know, it probably isn't so terribly bad right now because we don't do things the way we used to do. But boy, I'll tell you what, that was a good way of learning how anxious one could be when spring came around and those first birds started to sing and that snow started to melt. It was like, thank God we made it through another winter.
Yeah, and they've, on some of the cable channels or the network satellite TV, stories about these polar explorers, Amundsen and Byrd, who went to the South Pole and experienced 80 to 90 below air temperatures and wind chills that are off the chart with, what, two pair of wool socks or something? How'd they do that?
Well, you know, a lot of those guys were Scandinavians from this area, so, they were somewhat prepared for it, and of course, you know, they just toughed the elements and went to find what it was they were going to find. And, you know, just think, everybody that found something, discovered something, or realized something, you know, has brought something to the table in terms of how we do things today. And, of course, you know what, auctions aren't any different. We found something, we discovered something, we brought it to the table. Online auctions are fantastic because now instead of standing out next to the tractor waiting for the auction truck to roll around while your coffee freezes in your hand, you can sit in your home or in your office and bid on the unit that you'd like to buy. You know, just so many things that have changed in our world. And there's a lot of stuff that we all know that's changed that certainly isn't for the better, but there's a lot of stuff that certainly makes our lives easier when it comes to those things we have to do. And boy, auctions, you know, we got some good ones coming up. Our February online auction, now we started doing monthly auctions at the beginning of the year, and our February online auction has got some really good items on it. Some nice late model equipment, some good tractors, combines, sprayers, floaters, got a good selection of spring and fall tillage equipment. Got a lot of other items in there as well, including some spray tanks and different things. Even got some nice second cutting alfalfa from a consigner in Walsh County. Got a lot of good things on that monthly auction, and still time to add. If you've got something you want to get rid of and move that makes sense to do on the February auction, we've got room for you to get that added. The bids don't open until late February and, of course, close during the same time frame. So we've got the ability to get those items added for you and get that all put together. Now, we're also talking about our March auction. Our March auction will be coming up soon enough, and that's got lots of good opportunities for you to sell. There, you can bring your items to the Alaris Center, or you can leave them at your own dealership or location, and we can sell them from there. We'll be a timed online auction as well. So February is closing out, still time to add, lots of opportunities for buyers on there. March auction's around the corner. Bring it to the Alaris Center, drop it off there and have it out of your yard or leave it at your place and we'll sell it for you. Got a number of nice farm auctions coming up throughout the month of March, a couple of big ones. We've got some big auctions that we're going to bring to your attention as they come to fruition. Got a lot of other nice farm retirement auctions coming up. Some business liquidations and different things. And as soon as this cold snap breaks, we're going to be busy out taking photographs, getting things lined up and ready for the auction season. But certainly the one auction we haven't talked about is yours. When it's time to have that ever-important auction, we'd like to take the time to sit down with you, show you exactly how hard we'll work to make your auction a success. There's no cookie-cutter approach to this. When we do your auction, it's the one and only auction that you're going to have, so we're going to do it the very best that we can possibly do and get you the best returns that we can.
Opportunities for the seller, but probably the person sitting in the catbird seat right now is the buyer. Some tremendous deals are available out there.
Well, the market's strong. The thing is that there isn't as much equipment out there as there once was. So as far as deals are concerned, you've got to shop closely. But the more so important thing is finding what you want. And finding what you want and searching out the availability of it and finding those pieces that you need and things like that. The opportunity is going to be in the auctions, because in the retail marketplace, there just isn't the type of equipment for sale that a lot of guys are able to buy or are looking for. You know, if you're looking for 10 to 20 year old equipment, pre-emission type stuff, it's very hard to come by. And you continue to see this in this marketplace where these machines get higher and higher all the time. And, you know, there's no question about it. We tell all our sellers this and the buyers that we're visiting with as well. Used machinery has done nothing but go up in value since 2015.
All right. Well, what's the easiest way to get a hold of you and start that conversation?
Well, you could send a smoke signal, but it would go straight up today. So the best thing to do is look at us on resourceauction.com or call 701-757-4015.
And we'll do it. Dennis, have a great rest of the week and stay warm.
You do the same, sir. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you very much.